Unit 5. Lesson 5. Plastic Money. How do you pay for things? Do you usually use cash, or do you like to pay by credit card? If you are like a lot of people, you probably have at least one credit card in your wallet. Also, you might use it more often than you probably should. Credit cards first became popular in the 1920s. Back then, individual businesses, such as hotels and oil companies, gave credit cards to their best customers. Unlike today's credit cards, customers could use these cards only at the store or business that gave out the card. Customers also had to pay their bill in full. They couldn't pay for something a little at a time. The first multi-purpose credit card was the idea of a businessman named Frank McNamara. He got the idea one evening when he took some business clients to dinner. At the end of the meal, McNamara discovered that he couldn't pay the bill. He didn't have any cash with him. Luckily, his wife had some cash with her, and she paid the bill. After that experience, McNamara decided to find a way to allow people without cash to pay for meals in restaurants. In 1950, McNamara started a credit card company called Diners Club. Unlike earlier credit cards, this card could be used by customers at a variety of restaurants. When a customer paid for a meal by credit card, Diners Club paid the restaurant. At the end of the month, Diners Club sent a bill to the customer and collected the money. Customers liked the card because they didn't have to carry around a lot of cash. Restaurant owners quickly learned to like the card, too. Why? They discovered that customers usually spent more money when they could pay by credit card. In the first year of business, Diners Club issued credit cards to 200 customers. These customers could use the Diners Club card at 27 different restaurants in New York. Today, Diners Club has about 8 million customers, and they can use their cards in over 7.6 million businesses in more than 200 countries. Soon after the appearance of Diners Club, banks decided to get involved in the credit card business. In 1956, Bank of America offered a new kind of credit card. With this card, you could either pay your bill in full at the end of the month or make smaller monthly payments. If you didn't pay in full, however, you had to pay interest on your debt. Credit cards started as a convenience for customers. Businesses use them to hold on to their most valued customers. Credit cards are still a convenience, but they are also very profitable for banks and other issuers.